I experienced God in many ways during this mission trip, especially in the children, who are still able to laugh and have fun despite their circumstances. Also, in the people who approached us and asked us what we were doing when they saw us swarm the shopping center and the food court at lunchtimes. We all worked really hard. Whether we worked in the gardens to care of the children or worked on the Merrill, we all saw God in the carers' appreciation of our efforts. And we know that though it may have been small, we all made a difference. At the end of a trip, as the one we've just been on, and at the beginning of a new year, it's always a good time to ask some questions of ourselves. Where am I going? What are my goals? Is this year going to be the year in which I actually stick to my New Year's resolutions? Or where is my mission? Where is all the world? A group of 12 amazing teenagers, 2 active children, and 4 crazy adults set out on a mission trip. But what was it? Yes, we did go to the opposite hemisphere and it was summer and not winter. It was hot and dry and the days were long. We did travel to the furthest part of the African continent, so it was a trip. We did take 12 teenagers with us, so it was a teen trip. But was it a mission? We set out to help, encourage, and show love to those we were going to serve. No person has ever been drawn to God through rules and regulations or lists of do's and don'ts, but only by love. Only love can draw any human, and all creation craves love. John 13:35, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Love is universal. It has no shape and no color, yet it appears in all shapes and all colors. Love must therefore be at the core of a mission. I am not aware that any person was assigned a specific role or job at the children's homes. Upon arrival, each teen just seemed to fall into or gravitate towards a specific area or role. It reminded me of 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12, the different parts of the body working together as a whole. Our teen boys labored with determination, working the hard and unforgiving soil, removing what seemed like tens of hundreds of weeds, and having to break the ground with a pickaxe. The existing little compost heap soon grew to giant proportions. Our young men transformed a previously neglected vegetable garden and other garden areas into beautiful, clean, loved gardens that could be enjoyed by the children, staff, and visitors at Heartlands. Even the lettuce doubled in size within 4 days, now free from the choking weeds. It was backbreaking work that left them tired, hot, sweaty, and dirty, but never grumpy. Some of our teen girls painted the mural you've seen that brightened up the car park and welcomed the visitors. It was amazing to see how a group of individually talented young ladies could seamlessly pull together one work of art. Our other teen girls helped with the babies and young children. This was hard and at times stressful work. 6 happy, contented babies are a pleasure. But 6 simultaneously hungry, crying babies suddenly become very difficult and stressful. No one could, however, resist a cuddle from the babies before we went out to work in the mornings, and the thought of bringing a baby home with us crossed a few minds. In the afternoons, we went to Goeie Hoop Children's Home, and here we were tasked with playing with children, love and attention being their greatest need. A lot more than paper and glue was used by these children, and our talents were stretched when it came to face painting cheetahs, butterflies, and the South African flag on little faces with soft skin. The boys enjoyed football and other ball games and games of tag, pushing go-karts laden with little boys across a field and being pinned down like Gulliver by 3 to 6-year-olds. While the girls had their hair braided, nails painted, played with dolls, gave and received cuddles, and talked about girly things. All simultaneously, as you've heard, as though on cue, bursting into water fights. These children spectacularly played us under the table, opening the irrigation system and leaving us totally drenched at times, a welcome relief after a long day in the African sun. But what were we actually sharing in all our activities? What was the common component in all the sweat, determination, commitment, laughter, stress, fun, and cuddles? It was love. Love when we played, and love when we worked, and love when we handed out envelopes of cash gifts to the needy in Kales River on Christmas morning. In sharing God's love, we were his disciples. Yes, we went on a trip, and it was a teen trip. And yes, it was a mission trip. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. Jesus gives his final commission. But Jesus came and spoke these words to them. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. You then are to go and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you to the end of the world. Go into all the world. Make disciples and teach them my love. Where is all my world? Who is my mission, my neighbor, that I am to love as myself?
They're going to do their closing prayer now, but I wanted to do a thank you on behalf of them. I think most Sabbaths we hear a sermon, and the sermon comes from very decided words that have been carefully planned by our ministers or elders or lay preachers. And this Sabbath, the sermon was in the form of a ministry of young people's own testimony. So, and there was testimony not just in the words, but in the tears and the emotions that I felt as well coming from them. And it doesn't stop here. Phil, when he came back, said this was a beginning, said it was today. So this is my vote of thanks on your behalf. I ask that you take those testimonies, you take those tears and those emotions that were generated in you, and that you too seek to be your mission, your missionary, your ministry in your place. We'll have a closing prayer now.